is change of zone number 1874, Leanna and Hung Nguyen. And the next hearing is, the subject of that hearing is the same property, and the applicant has requested that we consolidate change of zone number 1874 and conditional use number 2164 into one presentation. We're going to permit them to do that. However, each application will be voted on separately when the time comes. So with that, Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. The first application is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in being Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.2 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast corner of Old Landing and Marina Drive. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 1.06. For the record, we'd submit a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, the Sussex Conservation District, and the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation, which did not require a TIS. We also have 19 letters in opposition to the application. The majority of the letters were regarding the aesthetic of the building, the use of the building, stormwater management, and there was some concern over the number of units on the building. The letters referenced 27 units for multifamily. That is technically the parcel to the north that was heard by the commission several months ago. So this is not that property. And then we also have the conditional use, which is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.2 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast corner of Old Landing and Marina Drive. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 1.06. And again, we would submit a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the service level evaluation that did not require a TIS, and the same 19 letters in opposition stating the same concerns regarding stormwater management, the use of the building, and the aesthetics and the number of units. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Okay, Mr. Davidson, you're up again.
Good evening again. Mark Davidson, Principal Land Planner with Pannonia Associates outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight representing the application for the applicants for Leanna and Hung Nguyen. With me tonight are Mr. and Mrs. Nguyen, who are on my right to your left, and Mr. Alan Decker, professional engineer with Pannonia Associates, is here as well to answer any of the engineering questions that may come up. This is an application for a rezoning of AR1 agricultural residential land located within an environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone to MR, medium density residential, with a conditional use for a multifamily dwelling structure subject to the provisions of Article 4 through 20, Section 115-219. Of the zoning code is being located on 1.3 acres more or less in the Lewis Rehoboth 100. This property is located almost at the very end of Old Landing Road. The property has been owned by the Nguyens since June of 2018. The property is bordered on the north and the east by Mr. Warrington's piece. That was an application, if you recall, that came in back in November of 2018, where we rezoned that property to MR with a conditional use for 22 single family attached units on that property. That was approved by this board in December of 2018, and then it was approved by County Council in January of 2019. Also in the area of this property is the Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park, which is on the south side, which is a non-conforming mobile home park. And then again, it is on the west side of this property is Old Landing Road. The property is currently vacant. The purpose of the MR residential district is to provide for medium density residential development in areas which are expected to become generally urban in character and where sanitary sewers and public water supplies are available at the time of construction together and are normally compatible with the residential surroundings. We feel the project is in character with the nature of the area and that it provides for the retention of the residential character of the neighborhood. And the character of this neighborhood, the intensity is this proposed development, where what we're proposing is 5 units, and I'll explain how those units are set up within this within the dwelling here. It's on 1.3 acres. There are no wetlands on this property, and there's approximately 67% open space. The density works out to be about 3.85 units per acre. If you recall, on Mr. Warrington's property, he had 22 acres on 5.59 acres. There was about 3/10 of an acre of wetlands. His density worked out to about 3.93 units per acre. Sawgrass, which is in the vicinity of this property, is 282 units. There are approximately 3.68 units per acre. And then we got the Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park, which is 474 units at 3.2, and then Port Del Marva at 444 units, which is, they have a density of 9.87 units per acre. The style house being planned.
Mark, just before you go on, just taking notes on that. What was the Port Del Marva density?
9.87 units per acre.
Tell me again what the density on this one is. So we've got that.
3.85.
3.85.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Sorry about that. Right with that. Yeah. That was 3.2.
The style house being planned for this property, and I've submitted some floor plans and some building elevation views and then some renderings of the house. That's all under tab 3 within the hearing booklet. Is of a Vietnamese style single family attached building that provides for 5 dwelling units within one building for the Gwynns and their 4 children. This is the house is of an Asian culture where the place to live, where it is a place to live, and it shows that shows their culture on how they live. This type of dwelling will provide for again the 5 different units, and I'll kind of go over the way this house is being proposed. On the first level, there'll be 2 building units. So technically there's 3.5 stories within this building. It's shown here on the cross sections, and those, again, those are in the booklets, where the first story will show 2 dwelling units on the first story here. And the second story will be the same thing, it'll be 2 stories. The third story will have 1 dwelling unit on there, and that's for the Gwynns and their 4 kids at this time. As their kids grow up and become dependent on themselves, they will each acquire 1 of the units within this house. It's the style in which they are accustomed to, where the generations of families all live together. So the Gwynns are looking to build this house so that their families can stay together throughout the generations, so their kids and their grandkids will be able to enjoy this piece of property. I can tell you that I have been working with the Gwynns on a couple of other different pieces of property in the area. They own a business out on Route 1 just outside of Rehoboth, so they were looking for a piece of ground that was in the vicinity of their business, and to be able to, they were looking for a little bit of acreage, and we all know that the Rehoboth area, to try to find acreage is a little tough for to build a single building of this style. So they settled on this piece of ground of 1.3 acres. And how they envision this, and you might be, if you happen to look at this particular rendering here, you'll see that there's slopes and there's fill that is going to be needed for this type of house. There's levels. As Mr. Gwynn explained to me how he wanted, this is his vision for this house. And by the way, on the very top part of the house, there's a 518 square foot room up there, he calls that the Zen room. So that's his meditation room up on the fourth floor. So that's why you'll see that it's sort of a four-story building, but it's only about 3.5. There's only 518 square feet. Each one of these floors is about 4,100 square feet each. So we're talking about a 12,000, a little over a 12,000 square foot home that they're going to build for them and their family. But this type of house, you can see what we've shown here are the contour lines on how you will enter off of Old Landing Road into this building. And the way they envision this is that each unit, each floor, you'll be able to just walk right to your front door. It's going to be set up in such a way where, although there are a few, if you look on the floor plan, to get up to their third floor unit, there'll be a few stairs that you'll have to step up because we can't fill the lot. Because of the lot size and the width of the lot, we weren't able to get the ability to be able for them to just to be able to walk on a walkway up to their front door, so we had to provide some stairs. But for the first level and the second level, they'll be able to walk along pathways to be able to enter each one of their units. And this is the stop, and they've done a lot of research on this, and they've done and this is the type of house that they're looking to plan for this piece of property. And again, it is one building. It is five units. I think there was some confusion in the opposition letters, although I didn't read all 19 of them. I think I have about six of them here that I read through. They do talk about 27 units. It's not 27. It is only five units within one building. And this is, again, it is a single family house. It's going to be a rather large house, but it is for one family. It will be for the Gwynns, and again, they do have four children, and each one of the additional units will be built as their children starts to grow of age to be able to occupy their own individual, them and their family, to occupy each one of the units. Just to kind of go through the rest of my presentation here. The surrounding developments are within a growth area and are currently characterized as the environmentally sensitive developing area. Both the areas support the applicable zoning of MR and the conditional use, having single family attached housing of up to 4 units per acre, which is consistent with the uses and the intensities provided in the area. I have provided in the booklet a zoning map, and you can see all the MR that's in this area. This whole corridor here is primarily all zoned MR on this side of the road, on this side of Old Landing Road. The environmentally sensitive developing areas that are areas that can accommodate development provided special environmental concerns are addressed. A range of housing types should be permitted in the environmentally sensitive areas, including single-family homes, townhouses, and multifamily units. The portion of this property is located within an AE flood zone with a base flood elevation of 5 and 6, and the majority of the property located within the zone is in Zone X, which is an area outside of the flood zones. There are no wetlands on the site. I mentioned that previously. The property is not in a groundwater management protection zone. The project will utilize infiltration as its primary source to handle stormwater management. Ms. Cormo mentioned that in one of the letters they were concerned about stormwater. We have done a couple of borings out here in the back of the property here. We do show a stormwater management area in the back here that is primarily for infiltration. Again, with the design of this type of lot, there will be a design for stormwater management. One thing that we cannot do is we cannot drain our stormwater onto adjacent properties. So while we're designing the stormwater, we will be looking at how to handle water coming. And again, we got slopes coming down this way, we got a little bit of slope coming this way, and slopes coming this way. So that will be looked at and will be handled, and those designs will be submitted to the Conservation District for approval, to ensure the fact that we will not be draining water off the properties within the site. We are showing the landscape buffer that is required under for doing multifamily projects. We are showing the required amount of landscaping that will be around the site that will surround this property. And again, there are no historical or natural features on the property. Sussex County serves sanitary sewer in the area and has allocated 4 EDUs per acre. I've provided an email in the booklet that outlines that from the Sussex County Engineering Department that this property does have 5 EDUs allocated to this property. Sanitary sewer extensions into the property will be borne by the applicants. Tidewater utilities will provide both for domestic and fire protection. This building will have fire protection within the just given the size of the building. No traffic impact study was required for the proposed project. That letter is in the booklet as well. This project will generate approximately 19 vehicles per day. I have provided some limited conditions of approval for the conditional use for this property. We feel that this is a unique style of a house that the Gwynns would love to have built. They've spent a lot of time and they've done a lot of research in being able to provide this style of house within an area. Again, as I stated, they were looking for a sizable piece of ground within the area of where their businesses are out on Route 1. They wanted to stay in the area. And they chose this piece of property. They did purchase the property, and this is something that they want for them and their family. And we feel that the proposed conditional use meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district and the comprehensive plan by providing sufficient space and appropriate location for the uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in particular locations, with full protection offered to the surrounding properties, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, welfare of the county. With that is my presentation. With the booklets that we've submitted and all the drawings and the conditions, we ask that you look favorably on this application.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just one thing that for the commission's benefit and the public's maybe as well on this application. So we've heard from Mr. Davidson and certainly the renderings that it is a somewhat unique appearing structure. I would point out, though, that that's probably not really relevant to our consideration, because the fact of the matter is it's a 1.2 acre property. By right, they could build a single family home on that property with whatever appearance they liked, as long as it complied with zoning code, and certainly one that looks like this. So I say that, and I know the commission probably understands that, but also the public, we're not going to get too far into, if at all, any details about the architectural appearance of the house, because it doesn't have any bearing on approval or denial or whether it's appropriate land use or anything like that.
But we have to consider that while they're basically proposing a 5-unit apartment.
Right. No, right. Yeah. No, that's exactly what we need to consider.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So
not just what it looks like on the outside.
Okay. Yeah. I'm fine with that. That it is a 5-unit apartment building that they are proposing here, whether their family lives in it or they rent it out to somebody else. Okay.
Whether it's Tudor style or colonial style.
That's right.
Or any style. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just wanted to point
that out. Thank you. Good. Took the words right out of my mouth.
Sorry.
No, that's good. I was going to call on you to refresh us on that, but thank you for volunteering. And let's see, Ms. Stevenson, you have some questions for the applicant?
Well, I appreciate that you've already started telling us about the stormwater runoff, because that one, I really want to know how that's going to work, knowing how much rain we've had just this winter ourselves. So. But that has not been designed yet?
Not yet. We've looked at it from the standpoint that we put we just didn't want to put any kind of drawing together and just throw it in here and have you take a look at it. We have looked at how we're going to try to handle the stormwater. Again, we did a couple of soil borings back. We found out that we have some good infiltrated soils back there. As far as the slopes are concerned, we're going to need to do some underground storm drains. There may be some retention walls that are going to have to be considered around the perimeter of the property to be able to direct stormwater to the storm drains, to be able to get it to the back of the house. There could be an opportunity to do some other smaller stormwater style designs, and within, we could even do, possibly utilizing the existing trees, that'll help soak up. But when you're dealing with slopes like this, you're dealing with quantity of water, because water's going to really be running down. So a lot of, we're talking about storm drains, slotted drains, and then probably looking at curbing style retaining walls to be able to direct the water to those.
Otherwise, I'm assuming the children are not grown and looking for apartments right now?
No. They're not grown, no.
Will they be planning to rent these units out?
No, not at all. This is for the family. That's why I tried to paint, that's why I presented the floor plans the way I did.
Again, that's not something we have to do.
It really wouldn't matter.
It doesn't matter now, but I just, you know. Well, I was actually curious, and I should know this, I'm sorry that I, but for the MR district, do they have to have the parking spaces and all that if they're going to build something like this?
So each residential unit requires 2 parking spaces. So if they have 5 units, they would be required to have 10 parking spaces.
Okay.
And the concept plan exceeds that.
Aye.
That's all I had then. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins.
Probably doesn't pertain, but I think it's a, I think it's not just something in Asian families, but you see that in the Amish families too, you know, where they keep adding on to the house. I think it's great. I would need 8 rooms.
Yes, customer. So.
I think there's nothing better than a culture that wants to keep the family close. So anyway, that's really my only comment.
Mayor?
Well, professionally speaking, I love the modern architecture. I do at least one a year. That being said, I have one concern. The 4 units below, while the children are on the top floor and a half with their parents, what is the intended use for those 4 units? Will they be rented?
No. They'll be left open.
They'll be left open. There'll be no summer help staying there from the business?
The unit, as the children grow and get of age and come back, they'll build the units then. They'll just be open space areas.
Okay, so it'll be unfinished.
Unfinished open space areas.
Okay, thank you. That solves my concern.
Okay. And back to the staff on this end. Anything?
No questions, thank you.
Okay.
None, thank you.
Okay.
No questions, thanks.
No questions. Just want to review one more time. The density you're requesting is 3.8 units to the acre. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
What are the surrounding densities again?
The one, Mr. Warrington behind us is, he's 3.93 acres. Units per acre. Sawgrass is at 3.68 units per acre. Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park, 3.2. And then Port Delmarva is 9.87.
So you would perhaps conclude from that that the density you're requesting is consistent with the neighborhood?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1874 and or conditional use number 2164? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1874 and or conditional use number 2164?
I don't oppose it, but I have a question.
Well, you come on up. Come on up. You got to come up, give us your name, then you can ask a question and make any statement you'd like to make.
I just have one question.
Okay.
My name is Mary Beth McDonough.
Okay.
Right now they're saying that there would not be any rentals. If they changed their mind, would they be able to do that, or would it have to go through this process again?
No, let me explain to you how this works, okay?
Okay.
They are applying for a change of zone from AR, which is single family, to an MR, which is a more, which allows for more density.
Then, of course,
the conditional use part of that is to do the multifamily and so on. So
it really doesn't matter who's living there, what the structure looks like. The answer to your question is absolutely. They could build 3.8 units to the acre if it gets approved. They could, then they could be.
Okay.
They could be townhomes.
Okay.
You know, so, but that is, sorry, doesn't appear to be the plan.
Okay.
But nothing would prevent them from getting this approval and then selling the property the next day to someone else.
Okay.
So no one can promise you that that would not happen, but certainly from all the indications of the application is that that's not their intent.
Okay.
So that's about as good an answer as I can give you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. Anyone else like to speak in opposition or just have a question? Okay, being none, anybody on the commission? All right then, we'll close the public hearing, so we'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.